We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Tiger Style Report here on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, which is brought to you by Shelter Insurance, recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 3 out of 4 years in a row, and number one in price by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. I'm your host, Matt Manley, and Bo, just an old-fashioned duo today.
Well, here's the thing. Just so our, you know, tens of thousands of fans know, Matt calls me and says, dude, we got to do one today. Get over here. We got to do a podcast today. Snow's coming. There was big news yesterday. And so I was like, all right, emergency pod it is. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. So news of the hour. The duel, obviously, on Sunday with Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, has been canceled. Let's talk about that real quick, I guess, and address that.
So, yeah, not because of weather.
Yeah, not because of weather. We don't care about snow.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't matter.
But they got some COVID over there.
Yeah, and they've got some COVID positives over there. We've had a few positives and contact tracings here, which, lucky enough for us, I don't think any of our guys who have been contact traced or positive have been sick. They've been able to get over it fairly quickly, and with the new 5-day quarantine deal, it really hasn't hampered us as much as it did last year. And the silver lining of all this is that, you know, our guys who are getting it now, they're good throughout the rest of the wrestling season. They can't be contact traced. They don't have to get tested. They're good. Once you have COVID within 90 days, you're technically considered fully vaccinated, but the NCAA just came out.
Like, you don't even have to test anymore, do you?
No, you don't to test until you're outside of your 90 days. And like I said, I think you're good through April as of right now if you test positive. So we're looking good. That's the silver lining of all this. We still got some guys that got to get some boosters. You know, you got to get, I think it's 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So we're looking good. We shouldn't be looking at any issues going into the NCAA tournament. But, man, you see, we hate to cancel the duel because you see it all across the country right now. Teams are canceling duels left and right because of COVID.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me ask you this. Do you foresee a team or, I don't know, I mean, to me, there's going to be a big name who gets COVID before nationals, and it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I mean,
I hope not, But, I mean, in the country, I think that that's going to be a problem even in March.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, if I was just going to completely speculate, I'd say it's going to be one of the teams in the Big Ten or the Pac-12 that have a stricter COVID policy. The Ivies, I think, have a very strict one. But honestly, for the best case scenario for a wrestler, in my opinion, is just get it. Just get it, and that way you can't get it again. You're very less likely to get it again. And, you know, for the people who are getting it right now, like I said, within 90 days, I mean, from now to NCAAs, you're good.
Yeah, they're fine.
You don't got to worry
about
it. That's right. So
that's the good news.
Hopefully, you know, hopefully that nobody gets it. Hopefully that's not the case. And, you know, a good team or a good individual gets shut down, doesn't get to go to Nationals. You hope that doesn't happen. I don't know that the NCAA has came out and said exactly what their testing protocols are going to be for Nationals.
They probably don't know yet.
They probably don't know yet, but I got to think it's going to be something similar to last year, or we tested every day there. If you there weren't any vaccines yet then, and you know.
But that means that this team goes up against Oklahoma next, and it'll have been a bit since they've wrestled. It'll be about 20 days or so, right?
Yeah, you know, honestly, this has been a nice little break for our team to recuperate, rest their bodies, and get some good quality training in. I mean, we came off of the journeyman duels in Florida. That was three tough matches, tough competition. And then a couple days off, you bounce right back, and, you know, most of our guys wrestled five, six, seven matches down at Southern Scuffle, and that was tough competition. So this has been a nice little break, little reset for our guys, and, you know, knock on wood, we're all healthy right now, no real problems. So we're looking good for the second half of the season, and like you said, it's going to be tough. You know, next week, you know, barring any other COVID setbacks, we've got Oklahoma on Thursday at Oklahoma, and then we come right back here in the Hearn Center and take on South Dakota State, who, like Coach Smith mentioned last week in the podcast, they have six ranked guys in their lineup. And it's going to be some tough matches, and those are some really important matches for seeding purposes, both those duels.
That'll be at the Hearn Center at 2 o'clock. Hope to see you out there. And not only that, as we've discussed, really even since the Big 12 announcement, South Dakota is one of those teams that's a tough matchup for Missouri. It's just one of those teams that has guys at the weights, don't they?
Yeah, you know, and we saw a few of them at the Southern Scuffle, and we've wrestled a few in the past just in general, but they've got a tough heavyweight. Their 97-pounder, I believe, is an All-American. Their 74-pounder, Davos, you know, he beat Mako in the Southern Scuffle Finals. Their 65, we haven't seen him. He's ranked somewhere in the 20s, Tanner Cook, but he's a dangerous kid. I mean, he shouldn't be any problem for Keegan, I wouldn't think, but he's a dangerous guy. He gets a lot of falls. And then they have a good 49-pounder and a good 41-pounder as well, Clay Carlson, who's a returning All-American. Alan Hart got a big win over at the Scuffle. But, it's going to be a tough, tough duel, and we got to be ready to go, especially bouncing back, you know, so quick after that Oklahoma duel. You know, we got to get down there, get that win, get back here, get a little bit of rest, but then get right back to work, getting weight off and getting ready for South Dakota.
I was going to say, let's talk a little bit about Oklahoma. That's one where it's a traditional Big 12. Obviously, you haven't been to Oklahoma in a while. That should be, I would imagine, pretty noisy down there in Norman. They'll be ready for the Tigers to come in.
Yeah, you know, they usually get really good crowds down there. They've got obviously a very rich wrestling tradition in Norman. That's a team you can't look past.
No way.
You know, they have a handful of guys who are ranked in the top 33, but they have a handful of guys that are not ranked but are just real scrappy, too, and you can't overlook them. I mean, that's a team that didn't really look all that good last year and showed up to the Big 12 tournament and, you know, won the dang thing.
Yeah.
So we got to be ready for that one. I think we will be. But it's definitely a duel we can't look past.
Yeah, and that's for seeding, too. I mean, that's what's so important. The Big 12s, you kept on saying, oh, that's off now. It's not that far off. I mean, we're almost halfway through January. So you got February, and then you're there. I mean, it's coming.
Yeah, and I mean, our schedule coming up is going to have our guys ready for it, I think. I mean, Oklahoma, South Dakota State, we just talked about. And then we're going to go to a big trip to Utah, you know, wrestle Utah Valley and Wyoming. Utah's got a few starters, I think, that are out for the season now. But Wyoming's got a heck of a team. You know, their upper weights are phenomenal. And then we come back and, you know, Oklahoma State, and then at the road, Arizona State, and then Iowa State here at home to wrap up the dual season. That's a tough slate. I mean, those are – I think Iowa State's right behind us, ranked 11th. Arizona State, I believe, is somewhere like 5th. Oklahoma State's ranked 3rd. That's a tough, tough slate right there. But it's going to have our guys ready. And the good news is there's a lot of ranked matchups in there. And
sure.
So our guys are going to be – you know, have the opportunity to move up in the ranking and, you know, try to better their seed at Big 12s and at Nationals.
So that's what's upcoming. Now, another thing we want to talk about is we do take questions from our viewers. And we actually have a question, don't we?
Absolutely. Let me pull this up here. And we don't get too many questions.
But we encourage them.
We definitely encourage them.
There's... We get wild ones from Greg Warren.
Oh, but... On Twitter.
Yeah.
But absolutely. If you guys have any questions, you know, feel free to shoot me an email, manlymc@missouri.edu. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. I know the question. I just want to give this guy recognition for his question. This is a good one.
We have it. We promise we have it. And while we're just waiting, again, 2 o'clock at the Hearn Center, want to see a bunch of people out there. That's a week from Saturday. Want to see you out there to have a full house.
While I'm finding it here, we'll just start talking about it. Oh, here we go. Bill Salzgiver. Bill, thank you for your question. Appreciate it. So he wants to know, what is, he wrote BPI, but I think he meant RPI in here. He heard us talking about RPI last week on our podcast. What is RPI and why is it important? So RPI, and I just got off the phone with Coach Smith and the NWCA Commissioner Pat Tosi. So I've got all the facts straight here. RPI is one of 3 criteria that a wrestler needs in order to qualify a spot for the conference tournament, you know, in order to qualify for Nationals. So RPI is a straight from the NCAA website here. RPI is a calculation that considers the wrestler's winning percentage, opponent's winning percentage, strength of schedule, and your opponent's winning percentage. Only matches against NCAA Division I opponents count, and they have to be at your weight class. So if you're a 149-pounder and you bump up to 157, those 157-pound matches, they don't count. Matches against your teammate don't count. So if you wrestle your teammate in an open tournament or something, that doesn't count. You know, maybe a wrestle-off in the early beginning of the year doesn't count. And you have to have a minimum of 15 matches to be considered in the RPI rankings. And so that's a big number right there, and that's a big topic within, you know, the wrestling coach community. It's not so much public right now, but there's a lot of concern. Is that going to stay at 15 matches, or is that going to come down?
Because of COVID and because of things that have been postponed and everything, and you and I discussed, Missouri's in good shape because most of the wrestlers right now are at about 13.
Yeah, I believe the majority of our lineups at 12, 13 matches each. So we are all fine. We would like to see it stay at that 15-match minimum. You know, it's one thing if duels and stuff have been canceled for COVID like we just had and a lot of other teams have had canceled for COVID. It's another thing when teams just purposely set guys out.
Yeah.
And you know, aren't wrestling them just to save them or shorten the season, which sometimes you have to do for injuries, right? But a lot of coaches feel like that's being abused a little bit. And, you know, it's giving less of a meaning to the regular season. So I know our team, we like to wrestle. You know, we're not afraid to go lay it on the line. Even last year in a shortened COVID season, our guys had 15, 16 matches going into the conference tournament. So in our opinion, you know, it's not hard to get 15 matches. Get out there and wrestle. You know, we hope it stays at that. But
it could change.
It could change. It's still up for consideration, according to, you know, Mr. Tosi with the NWCA. So they're going to evaluate it here in a few weeks probably and see where to go from there. But in order to qualify a spot, you could not have an RPI rank, and you could have the other two. So you just need 2 out of the 3 criteria in order to qualify a spot. So the next criteria is winning percentage, and that's only an 8-match minimum.
Ooh.
So, and usually it's a calculation, and it depends on how many guys fall, you know, above the breaking point, but it's usually about 71% winning percentage will give you qualifying criteria in that category. And the last one is the coach's rank, and that's only a 5-match minimum, and in order to be considered for that, you have to have wrestled in the last 30 days. So sure. That's probably the easiest one, you know, if you want to call it that, for most guys to get. So really, if you wrestle 8 matches, you know, and you've won the majority of those and beat some good guys,
you're in good shape.
Yeah, you're in good shape. So it's, you know, to qualify a spot, if you know what you're doing as a coach, it's not that difficult. It can be done.
Right.
Because it's the top 33, you know, for the coach's rank. Winning percentage, like I said, it depends on the weight class and it depends on what that breaking point is. But most weight classes, you see 28, the top 28 will get winning percentage. If there's a tie, you know, sometimes it'll be 27. But that's the case where you'll see some weight classes have 6 wild cards instead of 5 wild cards from the national tournament. And that's the reasoning for that. Because there was only, you know, 27 or 28 automatic bids.
Sure.
Allocated.
Seems to me that if one is the threshold is 5, one the threshold is 8, then the other one can stay at 15.
That's kind of how we feel too. We'll see. Like I said, you know, some of these better teams, you know, like let's take Iowa for example. They just wrestled the Kimmerer kid the other day for the first time. So he's not going to have a ton of matches. I don't know how many matches they have left on their dual schedule, but he could probably get up there.
And he's at like 125, right?
He's at 174.
Oh, yeah, 174. That's right.
So, you know, that's one of those instances where we feel like, you know, it might be getting abused a little bit if he, you know, isn't in the criteria, but he's going to be taking a spot, you know, at the conference tournament for somebody who did qualify. And so we'll give it a few weeks here and see, you know, what's decided. But
and you know, what gets canceled.
Right.
I mean, if a bunch more get canceled, well, then you can see it. But if people can wrestle it, I mean, I'll be interested to see who wrestles this weekend. Because as we all know, there's a lot of things changing right now because of COVID.
Yeah, that was, you know, coming back from the scuffle, you know, one of the pains you got to deal with COVID is sometimes you get that phone call and you say, hey, Bo, you wrestled this guy, you know, Joe
Smith. He's got it.
And he's got it, so you're contact traced. So, unfortunately, you know, cross your fingers, knock on wood, Oklahoma and South Dakota State are going to wrestle in the Virginia duels this weekend. And so,
oh, wow.
Hopefully they
make it out.
Can't be contact traced, or, you know, they don't have very many guys get contact traced and those duels happen. But, you know,
who knows?
That doesn't happen. But,
yeah. Yeah, who knows?
So, great question there, Bill. Thank you again. 3 criteria. RPI, 15-match minimum. Winning percentage, 8-match minimum. Coaches rank, 5-match minimum. So, the Tigers are looking good right now.
Yeah.
I think
couple
we're
more
close
matches,
to having all 10.
Yeah, right.
You know, earn automatic bids. You know, I think Trey might need another match or two to get his winning percentage up a little bit. And then he might have all 3 criteria, but I think he's the last one that would need it in order to get all 10. But we're looking good, you know. We got 9 out of 10 guys ranked right now in the rankings.
Yep.
We're looking good.
Everybody's healthy, so that's good news.
Yeah, we got some minor bangs and bruises here, but nothing serious,
yeah.
At least not to this point. And that's awesome to have halfway through January.
And now, as we get ready to wrap up this emergency pod, school starts soon, right?
Yep, Tuesday.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
So they'll be back at it. This month-long wrestling only is over.
Yeah, you know, and the team's coming off their second highest team GPA ever at 3.026, I believe it was.
Nice.
What it was. So they got that extra incentive now, too. Missouri's got that academic money that they can earn. I think if you get above a 3.5, I think it's $3,000 they can earn.
Wow.
So that's a little added incentive out there to do well in the classroom. But
heck yeah.
Our team was already doing well in the classroom. So it's just something, an added bonus that they can get and really help them out.
Yeah. So to recap, nothing this weekend. The one on Sunday over at SIUE, postponed. And I shouldn't say postponed, canceled, because they're not going to make it up.
Yep.
And so we look forward to Oklahoma at Oklahoma and then back here at the Hearn Center a week from Saturday. I believe that's the 22nd.
Yes, sir, it is.
So that'll be 2 o'clock. Yep.
We'll be on the mic.
Can't wait.
I'm not getting contact traced. I'll be up there. Knock on wood.
We're far enough apart, yeah. So we're good.
Yeah, oh yeah. So until next time, again, if you have any listener questions, you can send them to me, manlymc@missouri.edu. That's my email. Be happy to read them and answer all your questions. Canceled on Sunday. Competition next Thursday at Oklahoma. Next Saturday, January 22nd, like Bo said, back here in the Hearn Center taking on South Dakota State. This is Tiger Style. Stay ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. From Learfield.